Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword. Gene is off tonight. She's at night school, making that big brain of hers even bigger. So I am doing solo duty for Friday, December 16th, 2022. Did I do the crossword? Indeed I did. Otherwise, this would be an even shorter podcast than it's probably going to be anyway, because I'm the only person talking. This was a crossword by Cameron Austin Collins, and those three names, part of the one person, Cameron Austin Collins, should strike fear into the heart of any crossword constructor. Actually, fear and joy, because his crosswords really are fantastic, and this is an example of it. It starts off with just sort of a declaration of just how good it's going to be. One across, fallout from a hex, perhaps, bad juju. B-A-D-J-U-J-U, which is sort of interesting. Right underneath that is 13 across, philosopher known as the father of Thomism. And that, after a while, I was able to figure out was Aquinas, as in Thomas Aquinas. Philosophy was not one of my strong suits at university. Crossing 13 across was two down, glass houses, question mark, and that was Aquaria, and that was just a brilliant clue. There were some other tricky ones in that general area, right next to Aquaria, three down, it'll make a splash at a county fair. That was dunk tank. And I kept thinking about things like, you know, egg tosses and watermelons, but of course I had to squeeze to make them fit, but you can squeeze a watermelon if you try really hard. Anyways, that turned out to be dunk tank. Let's see, one down, actually even that was tricky. Intermediary in illicit transactions was bagman. And I'm sorry, that was a singular. Intermediary in illicit transactions, bagman. And I was able to figure that out, and it's a good thing because it sort of anchored my solving in that corner of the grid. Although that last A of Bagman was part of 22 across, dark blank, and I immediately thought dark ages, but it turned out to be dark arts. And the one beneath that, I had no clue. Listeners, I don't know if you're familiar with 26 across, director DaCosta of Candyman 2021, Nia. I certainly was not. Moving to the right side of the top of the grid, we had eight across, some ceremonial garments was togas. That wasn't too bad, except I couldn't get anything else in that corner and really had to struggle there for quite some time. In fact, that's where I ended up. 14 across, commonly farmed fish was a tilapia. And I barely know a he, so I certainly didn't know tilapia. In fact, I'm seriously doubting if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Anyways, that's my best attempt at it. So that might be a commonly farmed fish. I would argue it's not a commonly known fish, although I may again be, as a vegetarian here, the only person who doesn't know tilapia. In any event, right beneath it was another stunning clue. Annual Roman Catholic service for members of the legal profession turned out to be Red Mass. And that D of Red Mass turned into another place where I had to sort of make a wild stab in the dark. Sharon with a Pulitzer for poetry. It was Olds. And I wasn't sure about that. I'm going to have to dig up some Sharon Olds poetry and perhaps recite it to myself. Right next to that was a brilliant 10 down. Handles made to be played with. Like handles made to be played with. I had it ending in tags, and I for a while I had laser tags, but it turned out to be gamer tags, which makes a whole lot of sense because those are handles that you would be playing with. So very nice. And then right next to it, because I didn't know tilapia, 14 across, I had tremendous difficulty with 11 down. Arizona County that borders Utah and New Mexico. And it turned out to be Apache. And what really, really hampered me was 25 across. I made the mistake of committing too early to an answer. Syngman of Korean politics. I saw it was ending in EE, And I know that Lee is one of the five most common names in Korea. So I went for Lee, and it turned out to be R. Lee. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. It'll be R. Lee. But it was not Lee. It turned out to be Ree, R-H-E-E. So Ree Syngman was the first president of South Korea. I did not know that. And so I had a lot of trouble in that corner. Breaking out of that corner, I was greeted by the joyous 27 across, last resort for a locksmith, and that was bolt cutters. And even more joyous, 29 across, coyote crusher in cartoons. Well, I'm sure you're all familiar with Wile E. Coyote, and Wile E. Coyote is usually suffering as a result of an anvil that somehow he launched towards the Roadrunner, and it ends up falling back on him. So anyways, that was Anvil. And I went back and forth. I had Anvil. I couldn't get anything to work. I went for Stone, because sometimes there's a big boulder that falls on him. Then I went to Truck, because sometimes he's hit by a truck. But eventually I settled on Anvil, and it's a good thing. That V of Anvil was part of 30 Down. Red fruity alcoholic drink, informally, was Vodka Gran. And It took me a while. I had a couple of letters, and then I was able to sort of guess it was vodka. I have no idea really what a vodka cran is, but, well, actually, that's not true. I do know exactly what it is, a red fruity alcoholic drink, informally. 46 down, I'm embarrassed to say I did not know Superman's mother. That was Lara. All I could think of was Kal-El, but that didn't. I think that was Superman's native name. 49 down, build-up was erect. And perhaps just the opposite of that, 23 across, buildings in bad standing, question mark? And the answer was ruins. You know, whenever you see a clue with a question mark after it, it generally means that it's some sort of a punny clue, which means usually those question marks are a sign of something funny is about to end up here. Let's see, what else do we have? Inspiration for some fashion lines. That was Zebra. And I thought that was sort of clever. Let's see. We've got 34 across. Unhealthy blankets. That turned out to be Smogs. And again, this is a Cameron Austin Collins puzzle. And as you can tell, all of these clues are just terrific. 35 down, like dot, 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 all over the place. The answer was so random. And sometimes these clues felt so random, but in fact, they were very, very meticulously picked out. Let's see. 40 across, jam producers. So I was sort of thinking that this is going to be a traffic jam rather than the food stuff. And I went for closed lanes and eventually took back most of the letters in that answer and rearranged to get choke points. I don't know, closed lanes are what caused traffic jams for me, but I guess there are choke points as well. Let's see, court order, 53 across was all rise. That was sort of amusing. And 52 across, the posh shopping district of Tokyo was Ginza, after the knives, I presume. And so that's about it for the crossword. It was tough. I found it to be a major challenge. And the somehow I managed to get through it in a very, very long time. 1 hour, 39 minutes, and 21 seconds. Am I embarrassed by that time? Yes and no. I'm actually sort of proud. My perseverance paid off. Now, I did do a couple of what I call confirmatory lookups. I was in such dire straits. So I looked up Olds. I wanted to see if Olds was correct for Sharon, and that was correct. And I think there might have been another. I looked up, I think there's one other that I looked up. And then eventually, in the morning, I realized that R. Lee was incorrect. I think I just took it out and eventually was able to figure out the correct answer. So it is Friday, which means it's time for Fun Fact Friday. And this is usually more fun when Jean's here, but she is not. So I'm actually going to talk about tilapia, since we just finished talking about that. And this is from Wikipedia. Tilapia is the common name for nearly 100 species of cichlid fish from various tribes, all of which I cannot pronounce. And with the most economically most important species placed in the, I'm going to try and pronounce these two tribes, the Coptodonini and Oreochromini tribes. And I find it interesting that there is a tribe called Oreochromini. Maybe that's why the New York Times liked this clue, because it had an Oreo in it. In any event, tilapia are mainly freshwater fish inhabiting shallow streams, ponds, rivers, and lakes, and less commonly found living in brackish water. Historically, they have been of major importance in artisanal fishing in Africa, and they are of increasing importance in aquaculture and aquaponics. Tilapia can become a problematic invasive species in new warm water habitats such as Australia, whether deliberately or accidentally introduced, but generally not in temperate climates due to their inability to survive in cold water. Tilapia has been the fourth most consumed fish in the United States since 2002. Okay, I guess I have to take back that statement. They're not just commonly farmed, they're commonly known, at least they're commonly eaten. The popularity of tilapia came about due to its low price, easy preparation, and mild taste. So, tilapia. Expect it to come back into the grid sometime soon. And that is it for today. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please give us a 5-star rating on whatever source you get this podcast from. And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.